Hey, the Crows are still in a heavy training load phase. We know that. The intensity at training. Well, it's cranked up another gear. Do a lot of game simulation, yep. You're saying, Skip. A lot of competitiveness that kicks in. Joining us now is Tommy Lynch. T-shirt, how are you?
Rowie, Bix, how are you guys?
Very now, mate, well. How's the neck, the back, the shoulder, the elbow, the chassis, the legs, the wheels, the ingrown toenail, the hair? T-shirt, how are you, son?
Very well, thanks, Ro. Very well. So, yeah, got all that behind me now and enjoying being out on the track with the boys in what's been a tough pre-season.
Well done. Hey, before we get into AFL, we know you're an NFL tragic. Just give us a bit of a summarise of the big Super Bowl.
I actually did text Bix the other day and let him know. I said, what are you talking about, mate? I said, the Super Bowl's just been on and you're talking about cricket. I couldn't believe, and I do like my cricket, so I couldn't believe what you're talking
just
about.
Just Tommy, we'd given it due course at the start of the show. We talked about it.
You should be speaking about it for a week.
Oh, okay. Well, give us your, you've got 90 seconds starting now, 89,
no, that's
88.
Okay. No, I'm a very passionate NFL follower, as are a couple of other boys at the club, so... We didn't get to see much of the game, but we were lucky enough to see the end, which was we were very lucky to do, and we went home that night and watched it. So, footy comes first, but it was good to see the final moments of the game.
Okay, I reckon that Malcolm Butler intercept was a fluke.
Yeah, well, it was a big time play, I'll tell you.
It was, wasn't it?
Well, did he make the right call, the coach? That should they have been rushing?
Well, I mean, I think he made the right call, I think, in the end. But for my team, I'd go for the Patriots. So, I would have run my namesake, definitely.
That's Mashawn Lynch, of course, you're talking about. Now, just talking some serious stuff now. You had a horrendous year last year with injuries. As Rowie mentioned, you hurt your shoulder in the last pre-season match before the season started. Then you had a broken cheekbone or jaw in the incident with Jack Viney. And then it was that very serious neck injury. Look, you must have sort of trod on a crack or had a black cat cross your path. It was just, you couldn't get a break last year.
Yeah, it was very unlucky. And I've answered a pair of questions on it, and it's been very frustrating my year last year. But, I've put all that behind me now. And, I'm enjoying the fact that I'm injury-free and having a good pre-season and really looking forward to coming into games now, as all the boys are. It's sort of getting close to the NAB Cup's not too far away. So, everyone's put last year behind us, and I wasn't the only one that had some unlucky injuries, and hopefully we can have a big year this year.
And how is it all panning out? I think there was a couple of the players who had operations over the summer, like Betts and Podziadli, that haven't been on the track. So when you do a lot of the forward stuff, you've probably been doing most of it with Tex and Josh Jenkins and a few others. So you've certainly got plenty of work in.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got a full quad just about out there now. Mm. So those boys are back training, and which is good to see, especially at this time of the year. And it's been extremely hot out there today as well. So the boys are training really well. Everyone says they're training well this time of the year.
Oh, T-shirt, where are you? You're back. You just dropped out then.
You're back?
Sorry. Yep, gotcha.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying. Yeah, everyone says they're training really well time of the year, but we feel like we are, and little things are falling into place, and getting ourselves ready for the early stages of the pre-season games. But as I said, those boys are back out there now, which is fantastic, and we're starting to work pretty well as a group.
Could you have a new role this year, you think, Tom? And has the coaches led by Phil drilled down yet and told you what your roles may very well be and where they see you?
I'm sure he's got his idea of where he sees most of the boys and where they want to play, but he's still drilling that down as well. So, everyone's open to fill any role which is best for the team. I don't want to give too much away, but one of our strengths of our list is we've got multiple guys that can play in various positions, so I'm no different. And, we'll sort of have to wait and see on that one. But, one of Phil's question that he puts on the boys is making sure you've got that part of your package to be able to play in various positions.
Well, yeah, I'm feeling a little hint there. I mean, Tex, Jenkins, Pods, T-shirt, not a lot of times you all play together in that forward line. Crows needing a really tall, strong inside midi or someone with a big motor. You fit a lot of those things at 191, Tom. So would you be open to a midfield role or rolled through there in a different role this year?
Well, the year I had last year, Rowie, I'll be open to just anything. just get back out there. So, I mean, all those guys and everyone in the team, you know, there's going to be competition for spots, certainly, coming up. So everyone's putting their best foot forward. You know, as I said, we've got to be able to play numerous positions, and we've got a lot of those guys on our list. So everyone will do whatever for the team, and it's going to help us with games.
Yeah, just heard some news about Riley Knight, which isn't great, that he's had some surgery, and he's saw him on the little bit of vision on the club website having the team photo taken today. It looks like his leg's in a plaster cast or something. That's horrible news for the young fellow and unfortunate.
Yeah, it is absolutely unfortunate. And Riley's a really hard worker and got a lot of talent. I'm not so aware. I think they've might have put something up about that today. But, he's a very talented kid and a great kid too. Puts in a lot of hard work. So hopefully he can get back sooner rather than later. You know, there's a lot of football still to be played in the year, and I think he'll get back for a good chunk of that, which would be fantastic. And hopefully he can push for senior selection. But, yeah, he popped in today for the team photo, which was a very one of those fun days, as you know, Bic. So it was good to see him there today.
What was the go with Danger and Brodie Smith sort of sporting the big beards for the team photo?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure what Danger's doing with his whole look at the minute. He's got this slick back going on with his hair too, which is just ridiculous, to be honest.
So who's the peanut in the group that tries to get everyone to laugh there, Tom? Because we all got the team.
I think we know who those guys are. I think they've been mentioned a few times in the media, but
between 9 and 11 is probably one of them.
They're at their best again. But, I don't think you have to look too much further than the number 10.
Okay. We hear all the time, elite standards, team first. Last year, your club, number 3 for points for, 11th for against. You need to keep one of them and improve the other. How's that part of the game going, this team defence we're hearing you've been working at technically, mentally, and quite hard, T-shirt?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most of the teams that finish normally in the top 4 have sort of got a very balanced you know, attack and defence, and usually feature up in the top 4 for both. So, you know, that's something we're aspiring to and we're looking to get better at, and something we really need to improve on our defensively. Look, our attack was, as you said, was up there, but be one of those elite teams and a top 4 team, you need to be able to have a good balance of both. So we've been working extremely hard on it, and hopefully we can implement that when the games come around.
And you got a mate that's going pretty well in the cricket circles. I remember sitting next to your mum at a season launch, and James Pattinson's close to your family. How's he going? Is he back yet?
Yeah, he is. He's playing his first Shield game this weekend. So, you know, very happy for him to be back out there playing. He's had some injury troubles of his own. So I think it's not just us that's excited to have him back, but I think, you know, the whole cricketing community and all the fans would be happy to see him tearing it and ready when the Ashes come round. So he's prepping himself up for that, which is fantastic.
He's a cheeky one. Does he like Pup Clark?
I think so, yeah. I think he loves him. So, I'm pretty sure he loves him. What he says of him, he always speaks very highly of him. So, yeah, I reckon he loves him.
So what phase of training are you in at the moment? Are you still working through a really hard block? Or what stage do you start to taper, do you think,
for
the NAB Cup?
Yeah, we're definitely working really hard at the minute, the NAB Cup's still over a month or so away. So, right in the heart of sort of pre-season, and boys are training really hard. And as you said, we've got a lot of those guys back now, so we've got a lot of guys on the track they're putting their best foot forward. So the competition certainly stepped up, but you know, in a month's time, we'll be ready to crack in against North Melbourne. So, we're right in the middle of it at the minute.
How are you boys handling the expectation as well after a disappointing year last year? Everybody rates your list. The champion data stats come out. You've got all these elite players. You've got a midfield that's this, a forward line that's that. What about your expectation, Tom, about how you think your team will go this year?
Yeah, well, I know it sounds very boring and stuff, Roy, but, you know, we're just wanting to improve. And exactly what you said earlier about having a good balance between defence and attack. You know, all that means nothing if you're not winning games as a team and playing team footy. And, you know, we've got extreme, we've been really good at team care this year. It's been an extreme focus. And, you know, all that doesn't mean a hell of a lot if we're not winning games of footy, as I said. So, certainly the competitiveness of the boys this pre-season has been very good, and hopefully we can take that into games starting in a month.
Yeah, Tommy, I think everyone who's a Crows supporter is hoping that that happens. They're also hoping that you have a bit better luck with your run of injuries and that we can see you get back to the form that you're in the year before when you were the leading goal kicker for the Adelaide Crows and you bagged that big 10-goal haul against the GWS Giants. So good luck, Tom, and we'll catch up through the year.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Well done, Tom Lynch. They're super important, flexible, talented. He's in their best 22, make no mistake.